from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. Keep the check.
Damn, this shit flaming.
Talking, girl, I might stay.
We can do what you want,
just long as
we do it all night long.
I'm up on that.
Girl, let me put you on.
Ooh, talk the top on the dog.
Hope you ain't got your man with you, cause I just wanna dance with you. Or we can throw them hands. Ooh. You got your friends with you. I know they can't stand a nigga. I'm tryna make plans with you. Club lights dancing all on the patio. I came up in this bitch higher than the attic. So tell them other chicks they don't want the static over here. You been on another level, you done had it up to here. Just
dance with me.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Pod Day! Yeah! Woo! What's up, everybody? What's up? Hopefully you had an amazing day, an amazing week. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seed Plan Do Show with me, professional life coach, business coach, mindset coach, relationship coach, serial entrepreneur, person of the community, father, wing aficionado, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your life coach's favorite life coach. We already know that, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me out in the streets, please, please, please don't forget the junior shout out to Popped. And we have another power packed podcast here today. Here, season four. Look at that, man. Season four, episode three. And today's show is entitled The Purple Charm Experience. And I have a wonderful, amazing person. My girl, my pod sister, Ma's in the building. And we'll be going over her amazing books. And she's an amazing author. All right. As always, let's get into our welcomes. Please. Shout out to my day one A1s, my first time listeners, my Patreon supporters. Thank you. People in and out of the U.S., as well as people watching this in 1080p. Drink it in, ladies. Drink it in, gents. Get it. Get this. Okay? So shout out to you. Thank you for being a part of this show, whether you've been here for a good time or a long time. Thank you, thank you, thank you so, so much. And so let's talk about what our appetizers are going to be today. And so with our appetizers, we're going to be going over, hey, you know what? I thought about something on my walks home. And I thought about, you know what? I haven't talked about any funny stories. So I wanted to do some funny stories. So I wanted to share with you just one tidbit. And also three things about a life coach. So now I wanted to make sure you knew that. So can we get right into our song of the week as we move in quickly along? And yes. Let's give it to our moment of the week sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. So right after this brief commercial, we're going to get right into it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, so here is your C Plan Do moment of the week. It's entitled Eight Toxic People You Should Get Rid Of Right Now. Eight. So if you got these people, please make sure they find their way to the exit. Number one, people that spread negativity. You don't need that in your life. All right. Number two, people who criticize things or you all the time. Number three, people who waste not only their time, but your time. Number four, people who are jealous. A person who is jealous of you or other things, what they're really saying is, hey, I wish I could attain those things that you have. Because that's what jealousy is. And you'll see an episode later this season entitled Jealousy. And when someone is jealous, they're really, really saying, I wish I had the skills you had. I wish I had the things that you had. I wish I had the life that you had. And instead of me realizing I can create my own reality, I'm upset with you. Doesn't make sense, right? Like, that's like somebody right now being upset because they're bald headed or they don't have a lot of hair or they can't grow a beard and they're mad at me. That's weird, right? Number five on eight toxic people you should get rid of right now. Number five, people who play the victim. Those people will never accept responsibility for their things, for their actions, for what's happening. And guess what? Get them out of here. Number six, people who don't care. If they don't care about themselves, they don't care about things, then how can they support you? How can they care about you? If they don't care, why are they there? I know the J. Cole album just came out. I wasn't on it because I know you just heard that bar. If they don't care, why are they there? All right. I'll call J. Cole later. Number seven, people who are self-centered. Again, it's going to always be about them. It'll never be about you. You'll call them about your problems and somehow it'll be about them. You have an event. You came out with something. You dropped something. You have something to celebrate about. It'll be about them. And last and certainly not least on eight toxic people who you should get rid of. Number eight is people who keep disappointing you. We should offer people grace and mercy. That's one of the things that we all have to probably work on. Grace, offering people grace, offering people mercy. We're not perfect. But I'll be damned, and I know you'll be damned, if we're going to keep letting a person disappoint us every way, shape, or form. That's not how it works. So that is eight toxic people you should get rid of right now. Make sure you go back and listen to those. And guess what? If there's one that you know you're going to get rid of today, comment. If you're on YouTube, comment below. Let me know who you're getting out today. All right. And that is your C Plan Do moment of the week. Eight toxic people you should get rid of. All right. So let's move into our Greenlight Entertainment song of the week. And of course, hey guys, all the information of who we're going to be talking about is going to be at the bottom of this. So make sure that you check that out. Just like you can check out the intro song, as well as making sure you check out the intro song and follow along and let me. And if there's a song, hey, guess what, guys, if you are a artist, last week I had Disco Sundays. Oh, man. First of all, go back and listen to that. Disco Sundays, the same feeling. That album has been on repeat for a while in my collection. I love listening to lo-fi beats. I love listening to instrumentals. And that song has really, really taken, you know, I really, really enjoy it. So please make sure you just listen to all the songs. And if there's an artist, please email me. Please shoot me a DM. Please comment below something that you want me to check out. So guess what? We can get it popping. I want to interview you. I want to hear what you got going on. All right. So now here's your Greenlight Entertainment song of the week, again, sponsored by one of the best DJ companies out here, Greenlight Entertainment. Once we get back, we're going to hop right into our appetizer.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Surprise, a single tear drop falling from your eye. I don't know why I run away.
All right, that was your Green Light Entertainment song of the week. And so let's get into our appetizer. I'm chuckling because I thought about what I was going to talk about. So your appetizer, and when you see I have a lot of sponsorships. So if you want to be a sponsor, whether it's for one show, whether it's for a month of shows, whether it's for the whole year, please make sure, and we'll talk about that later on. But your appetizers of this evening is sponsored by Silk Hair by Sasha. Silk Hair by Sasha is a Black-owned hair company that provides high-quality Brazilian and Indian hair. They also carry bonnets, other hair accessories, edge brushes, and they will be, they're constantly adding hair products. They have custom wig service for you. Custom wig service. And of course, you need to make sure you get the bundles and hair provided by Silk Hair by Sasha. Please make sure you visit their website and subscribe to their newsletter to receive more information, deals, coupons, everything. Please make sure you follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Silk Hair by Sasha. And their website is www.silkhairbysasha.com. Again, www.silkhairbysasha.com. And that information will be provided in the comment section and in the details. Make sure you support them. Make sure you get some products from them. Make sure you look, you out here looking great. All right. So recently I've been doing a lot more walking, right? And so I'm very fortunate and very happy that, you know, I've been afforded an opportunity while I'm getting some repairs on my car that I wanted to just start doing a lot more walking. So walking to the grocery store, walking to the office, walking to the studio, walking here and there. And during that walking, it gives me time to think. And one of the things that I thought about when I was walking is that this culture, this generation probably has never been chased by a dog. Just think about that. If you are 35 and up, 40 and up, there's two things that probably happened to you. You got chased by a dog or you got jumped. Now, when we got jumped, it didn't really hurt. Like, oh man, you got jumped. But getting chased by a dog, that I don't know anybody that's over 40 or 30, between 35 and 40, that they can say they have not gotten chased by a dog. That does not happen. This generation knows nothing about that. Why do I sound old now? That's next week's episode. Gary, I'm going to fire off on why I think I really understand I've gotten old. Like, I need help with TikTok. That's how I knew. But let me share with you the... So, getting chased by a dog. All right. Now, this story... Now, that, guess what? Don't roll up on me after you hear this story. Don't be texting me and telling me, oh, you got chased by a dog. Because I still feel a certain way about this, even though it happened like over 25 years ago. Because I might feel a certain... Still feel a certain way. All right? So, here's the story. So, I played for a high school basketball team. Shout out to Mervo. I played for them. And we were doing... They were doing renovations in the gym. So, we couldn't really play there. So, our coach was huge. Shout out to Bucky Lee. He was huge and he was in charge of Oliver Recreation Center. So we were doing practices there. So we went there, we were practicing. It was a lot of, that's Oliver Recreation Center is a huge basketball icon in the city. And so we would go there, we were practicing. And one day me and this guy, we were walking home. One of my teammates, not even a high school teammate. He was just a teammate on the rec league. So we were going home. We're walking up the street, and lo and behold, going across the street is a pit bull. Now, I know the pit bull community is like, oh, that's cool. No. At this time, this was a time where pit bulls were like attacking people. And I was like, oh, crap. So I'm walking. He's next, the guy's next to me, and I say, hey, don't say anything, you know, let's just keep walking. He's walking up the street, guys. The dog has his head down. He is not paying attention. We are not on the to-do list. He is thinking about mortgage or his 401k. He is not thinking of us. I'm walking, and I'm like, all right, just chill. He's almost there. I noticed that I was walking by myself, because what I need to realize is that as I turned around, this guy started shaking. And I said, "Don't do it." He's like, no, man. And turns off. I still think about this. This damn dog was gone. He takes off running the other way. The dog now was like, "Oh, it's lunchtime." He starts beelining for us as fast as possible. I immediately start running the other way. Now, I'm not proud of this next moment, but you support me, you guys. We're friends. You know, I don't believe in having followers on Instagram or social media. We are a community. So in this community, I'm going to just share with you one thing. My mindset as this pit bull was racing toward me was somewhat, I'm not going to lie, guys, I'm going to be transparent. Support me was, I'm not going to be the only one he bites today. This was a crab in a barrel mentality. I said, I refuse to be the only Negro that this dog is going to bite. He's going to have a buffet. I immediately run back into the gym. They are still practicing. I'm at this point, maybe 6'4". I straight cut across the court. They're like, "Gary, what the hell are you doing?" And then the dog runs in. Yeah, guys. The dog runs in and instinctively just sits in the middle of the court. Now you have 20 to 21 young athletic people crowding themselves into the corner, not trying to get bit. I, because the terror had already washed over me, I was good. I was immune to it now. I started looking for the exit. I don't even know what happened to the dog. Now here, if you were watching this as a movie, I know you'd be like, "Don't do it." I'm pit bull free. Pit bull free. I still to this day don't know what happened when I ran out the door. He could have bit somebody. I don't know what happened. I'm walking to the bus stop. And for some dumbass reason, I turn around and say, Where's the guy? I don't even remember his name. I wouldn't even know. He could be my Uber driver. He could walk past me in the street. I don't even know what his name is. I say, "Where's he at?" I turn around and walk back. And if this was a movie, you would be like, "Why are you walking back toward the monster?" I walk back trying to look for him. I turn the corner, and here is another coach trying, and he's a little afraid. He's trying to feed this damn pit bull a pickle. What the fuck? He probably likes human flesh, and his ass is trying to give him a pickle. Are you kidding me? He should have bit him off a GP, off of a goddamn, a pickle, y'all? A pickle. He's trying to feed him a pickle. He should have bit him off a GP. He should have said, "You know what? I don't even bite people for real, but ow, he should have bit him." The hell? And guess what, guys? See, you think this story is over. No, not on the C Plan Do Show with Gary O'Neill Jr. The freaking coach points to me and says, "There he is right there." And somehow this damn dog knows English, looks over, and he starts chasing me. Are you fucking kidding me right now? I know I'm sitting down. You're seeing this right here. In real life, I'm 6'8". I'm probably was like 6'4", 6'3" at this time. Slim. I am hauling ass down the street. This dog is on my heels. I have no choice but to hop on a car. Do you think, guys, just for a moment in this story, do you think there were maybe some pickup trucks there or maybe some huge SUV vehicles that I could have hopped on and been safe? No, that's not this story. It was small ass cars. I hopped on somebody's like Geo Metro. And if you don't want to know what a damn DL Metro is, go Google it. They don't make it anymore. Shout out to Ronnie because that was my boy. He had one. I hop on top of it. Now, for visuals, guys, let me tell you what that looks like. This is a small-ass car. I'm big, and I look like a daddy long legs trying to hump a ladybug. That's what I... Because now I'm laying on top of it, and the dog is now barking at me. And you would think, Gary, hey, Gary, we're at the 18-minute mark. You're probably done with the story. No, I'm not. That's why I say appetizer. He is barking at me, and I'm feeling like he's about to nip at me. There are some kids across the street. Oh, yes. These kids were badass kids. I'm going to just tell you the truth. Because their response to the dog is to try to, you know, they're in a gate. So they have mooned this dog. They are cussing at this dog. He goes across the street to chase him. I'm like, good. He could bite one of the kids. I'm good. I try to slither down this freaking small ass car. And instinctively, the dog runs back to me. So now he's going to me, to the kids, to me, to the kids. Luckily, Baltimore City Police Department, a police car is driving up the street. I say, shoot the dog. And this dog must have had warrants because the dog took off. He took off, y'all. He took off and ran off. And as I bring this story to a close, see, maybe this should be in Ma's next book. A person getting chased by a damn dog. As I walk to the bus stop and I get on the bus stop sweating, I got my uniform on. I didn't have my gym uniform. I had regular clothes. Sweating, just looking defeated, I get on the bus and who's there? Homeboy. I almost smacked the hell out of his ass right then and there. That's the end of the story, guys. I still think about that story from time to time and just realize this generation will never get chased by a dog. That's crazy. All right. Okay. All right. I got that out. Thanks. So sometimes this is therapy for me. All right. Let me know what you thought about that damn story. All right. So here, really quickly, let's jump into three things that I want you to know about a life coach. All right. So really quickly, because I'm getting a lot of more because of this and I'm promoting more and I'm being on a lot more people's show. I'm getting a lot of people saying, well, what does a life coach do? So let me give you the three things that we do. Number one is that we make your dreams a reality a thing. We make it real. Okay. We don't just, you know, you come to us with a dream, a reality, a goal, something, and we make it happen for you. We assist you. Hold up. We assist you on making it happen. So if you've been wanting to lose weight, we're here to support you. If you want, we wanted to start your book, or if you've been wanting to start a podcast like this one, or if you've been wanting to do something, start something, end something, you want to bounce ideas, we're here to support you. That's what we do. We manifest your heartfelt desires and goals, whatever it is. Number two, while we assist you, we don't do it for you. Some people, now that's a consultant. I do offer consulting. The difference between consulting and life coaching is that I assist you with creating the process. You have to create it, but I assist you in how it goes. Consulting is me telling you what to do. If I tell you what to do and you don't want me to tell you what to do, then you don't have to honor me telling you what to do. But I go off of what you want to do. And then from there, we can make it happen. And number three is that I want you to know that there are amazing life coaches out here that a lot of them are on TV. I'm actually shocked that that NBC, CBS, one of these companies not picked me up yet. Guys, I know you're watching the show. What's happening? All right. But one of the things I want you to realize is that on TV, a lot of times is just TV. So when you see a life coach that may be aggressive or, you know, some of that is TV. All of us are very, we're very comforting. We're very supportive. We're not going to yell at you. Okay. Okay. All right. Those are the three things I wanted to offer in the appetizer. Hey, if you're looking for dynamic life coaching, contact me. You can check out the website. I'll put that at the comments section. I'll put that in the details. Guess what? Get some of this coaching. All right. I love my new season of clients because guess what? My clients don't stay with me a long time. I actually don't look for you to stay with me a long time. See, some people, they may want you to keep on and keep on. You can stay with me 5 hours as long as you want. But for the most part, guess what? I'm looking for you to be here with me 2-3 months tops, and then boom, you're moving on. You got it. Okay? All right, that was our appetizers, again, sponsored by SilkHairBySasha.com. All right. I don't know why I did that. That was, I don't know. That was weird. All right. So season four, episode three, The Purple Charm Experience. And without further ado, can I bring out our special guest for the show? Let me see if she's backstage. I said, let me see if she's backstage. Like, I don't know she's backstage. I'm looking right at her right now. But let's bring her on. My, what is up?
Hi. Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. You look amazing. Look at that. Oh, she is always on point. Thank I try to catch her slipping sometimes on point. Look at that. Ready to go. So if you need a makeup artist, what's better? If you need somebody to make sure you look great, please contact her. We ain't even get into that yet. But guess what? I have the wonderful Charmira Fleming is in the building.
Yes.
Officially, welcome to season four. Hey. Thank you so much. We're supposed to do this last season. But guess what? This season is better than that. So, Ms. Fleming, can I read your official bio as we always do on the See, Plan, Do show for the people who don't know you?
Yes. So the people in the back can hear.
So the people in the back. All right. Charmira Fleming. Charmira.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you one or the other.
It's Charmira.
I always give her a hard time. Charmira Fleming is a romantic author, motivational blogger, and creative who hopes that through her books and various creative outlets to inspire her readers and beyond to live their lives with purpose, intention, and full of passion.
Yes.
Welcome to the show officially. All right. So in addition to all of those wonderful things, she is my pod sister with Creative Collective. Hey, one of the hardest working podcasters I know. And so, of course, I wanted to make sure I brought her on. How have things been going for you?
I've been doing pretty well. I can't complain. Things are looking up. So let's see looking where up. I go from here.
Yeah. What's next, huh? All right. But guess what's next on the show? As you already know. Oh, look at that. She's the official first guest to go with one of my favorite segments. Fuego. Rapido! And if you don't know what Fuego Rapido is, this is where I ask them a series of questions that are off topic. Now, if you're getting into the podcast world, you know you want to give your guests the questions beforehand, but they don't get these. These are off the cuff, okay? We try to get her off the cuff. Are you ready? Are you ready, Ma?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Number one. What does it say? It says, if you could instantly become one, what would you become an expert in? If you could instantly, what would you become an expert in?
I want to become an expert in... what kind of question is that? I don't know.
That's how we get them on the show. Mm-hmm. Come on. If you could become an expert in something right now, what would it be?
Playing the guitar, because I'm learning how to play the guitar right now. And so I would love to be an expert in it. Yeah.
Let me guess what you're going to play. Some type of Prince song.
I do want to, one of the first songs that I want to learn how to play is Sometimes It Snows in April.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. She's one of the biggest Prince fans I know. Please don't think it's a game. You know what? I like that. I would like to learn to play the guitar too. One song I would like to play is, I would like to play N.E.R.D.'s Sooner or Later. And it's a guitar solo at the end of it that just melts your face off. So
I mean, I've always loved a guitar. I think it's an awesome instrument. I just whenever I hear like a really good like electric guitar,
yeah,
I love it. I just love to hear it. Or acoustic. I'm learning how to play the acoustic. That's
oh wow! Oh wow! Mm-hmm. I look forward to hearing that.
I know. Last night I learned how to play the Batman thing. So.
And somehow you didn't just bust it out right now? That's okay.
No, it's still rusty. It is really bad. It is not good yet.
All right. So. We'll let you rock.
Give me some time.
All right. I like that. Okay. Number two. This says, who would play you in a movie? Ooh. Movie of your life.
I would have my favorite
actress.
Always love Gabrielle Union.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Gab.
Maybe her. Yeah.
I probably have Leonardo DiCaprio probably playing me or.
Really? He's a good actor, though.
I don't think he can pull that off. A big black man. I don't think he can pull that off.
Probably not.
The guy from Black Panther. What's his name? The guy who played not T'Challa. The other one. The one that he was fighting.
Michael B. Jordan?
No, hell no, not Michael B. Jordan.
The one that was
like
from the opposite tribe.
The one that was
I don't know his name, but he will be a good one.
Electronic Advances to a Child. That's what I wanted. I think it's last week, something like that. That guy. I think he can. Or if they have the wigs looking nice. Oh my gosh, I'm thinking about who else. Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry could play me.
Okay.
He's but he has to have quality wigs because I feel like a lot of people tell me they're not good. All right, good. I like that.
I would have Queen Latifah. She's like one of my favorite. Now she is one of my favorite actresses.
He's a triple threat.
Yes.
I like that. Okay. Next one. If you had to teach a class on one thing, what would you teach? Ooh, thanks.
I would probably teach on my romance writing.
Oh, okay.
Like flash romance writing.
Okay. You do that now?
I've done it once before, you know, pre-COVID, and I would love to do it again. I keep talking about it. It just takes time. I like to do things very thorough and, you know, about putting things together. And so I want it to be right when I do it.
All right, last question. Wings, flats or drums?
Flats. Got more flavor, but I always go for drums first.
Okay. The answer was C, all of the above. Ding, 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 ding. Correct. Thank you for playing Fuego Rapido. See that? I try to bring sultry on that one. Thank you so much for playing. Hey, guess what? Season 4, Episode 3 of the Seat Plan Do Show. This episode is entitled The Purple Charm Experience. And I'm with my special guest, my friend, my pod sister, My Fleming. All right, let's get into the questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, all right, so the first thing is you are an amazing author. I have your books right here. Listen, let me tell you something. Get these, okay? Hold up. Got the books right here. What you want, huh? Let me back it up. I got this one. I got this one. And I got this one. What you're trying to do here, huh? Okay, so first question is, what made you want to become an author?
Well, I've always loved writing since I was young, very young. I started out writing poetry like in high school, and I always had a way with words and like speaking and everything. And so it was kind of like a natural progression. In the book, I credit my grandmother because she was also really good with words and always had like little sayings and writing little things down. And so that was something that we kind of shared with each other. And so 2018, when my husband and I and our son moved from Boston to the Maryland area, I was, you know, I left my job, my corporate job, and it was the first time that I really decided I was going to take my writing seriously. And so, like I said, it was always something that I wanted to do. It's innate in me. I'm constantly writing something down. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a natural progression for me to actually write a book. And that was something, that was a goal of mine, a life goal as well.
Man, that's amazing. I love that. Now tell us about Purple Charm. What's up with Purple Charm, Creative Call Free? Please drop that information on the couple of people who have not heard about you, but you should. If you don't, please make sure you get with her. Tell us about Purple Charm. Let's go with Purple Charm Experience. What is the Purple Charm Experience?
So everything that I do, I feel like is an experience. It was important to me when I started writing. I created my company, Creative Calfrey, as a way to be able to self-publish my books. Mm-hmm. And so, and I knew that I had many other creative interests that spoke to me. And I wanted to make sure that whatever I was doing, that it allowed for not only an opportunity for me to express myself creatively, but also created an income stream in addition to support my writing. And so the Purple Charm Experience is basically, you know, what it is. It's like the spirit of what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an experience to be able to, you know, if you ask me, if you read in my books, it's an experience if you come to me and I do your makeup. It's an experience if I do graphics for you. So everything that I'm doing, I'm creating an opportunity for people to experience my creativity and know that I'm doing it. I'm sharing my talents and gifts with love and intention and purpose behind it. So
I love what that means. And this is an experience. I'm going to read a piece of this book. So let's get right to it. And you know, and I love and thank you for sharing your talents as an artist.
Thank you.
Sometimes you think that artistry is just, hey, taking a frame or taking some type of canvas, but a canvas could be anything.
Yes.
So you offering your artistic expression in books, on people's faces, and all the things. So guys, when you look at the flyer for this episode, my lovely friend did that. She has created that. See, that's art. All right. So you have two books out right now. The Violet Rose and the Violet Rose, which is right here, and Three's a Charm. All right, which one are we gonna talk about first?
That's up to you.
What are we talking about?
Okay, we should start. We can do first things first. You can start with the Violet Rose because that's my baby. You know, that's where it all started. You gotta go where it started. So we can start there.
Please tell us a little bit before I read. Oh, because you know I'm going to read a little section for the people. Please tell us just what was the creative mindset and tell us about this book and what made you want to write this book. Well, just tell us about the book first.
Okay. So The Violet Rose is basically a story about two very passionate, very talented individuals, a man and a woman, Violet Rogers and Nathaniel Starks. Nate Starks. Mm-hmm. And so this story is a beautiful romance story about two people who were really, really dedicated to their talent. She's a professional dancer. He is a professional musician. And the people that they had been dating for, you know, in their lives that they had been dating really didn't grasp or understand the importance of their passion and what it means to live your life expressing your passion and sharing it with the world. I feel like when you're given a gift, you know, God has given you that gift, and it's important for you to share that with the world. And these people were very passionate about doing that. And it just, it takes on an opportunity for them to find their way to each other. And yeah, that was just, that's the gist of their relationship.
Do I have your permission to read just a snippet?
Yes, please. Oh,
I was waiting for that. Because I definitely book earmark one right here.
Oh, wow.
I was ready. Ben had these books. And here is an excerpt from The Violet Rose. In the middle of the night, their bodies reflected each other's beat, covered in each other's sweat. As the night gave way to the morning glow of the California heat, they tossed and turned under the covers, and the early morning light spun into the first signs of sexual satisfaction and delight. The aroma of this man is sweet, and his body feels like a teddy bear wrapped around me. You feel like a teddy bear around me too, Nate responded with a wink and a smile. Wait, what? Asked Violet. How did you? Never mind. That's it. Any more I have to read, it's going to either be on my OnlyFans or Patreon. Y'all pick.
I will say that book, it was fun to write. It was, it started as a tribute to Prince. It was right after Prince passed. It was my way of paying homage to him, because these characters are basically the, I feel like, the physical manifestations of him, the androgynous side of him, as well as his masculine side as well. So there, if you are true Prince fans, you will see many of the, I call them purple charms throughout the book, that are basically tributes to him. From Nate's name to Violet's name, there's like tons of stuff in there that references to Prince. And in each one of my books, I try to have like a little something that gives him like a nod, a wink and a nod. So
that's great.
That book is basically all him.
All right. So let's talk about Purple Charm. I mean, this is the second book in the Purple Charm series, right?
Yes.
Three's a charm. Please tell the listeners about that as I flip to my part. Go ahead.
So this book, Three's a Charm, is completely opposite of the Violet Rose, where I feel like Violet Rose is, you know, more of like your traditional relationship, romance and whatnot, where two people find each other and fall in love. Three's a Charm is a little bit more messier. It is basically about a middle-aged woman who is in a marriage with a man she's been with for, they're coming up on their 20-year anniversary, and she's tired of the infidelity that from him over that 20-year period. And she decides that she's going to spice up her love life. And in doing so, it causes her to have to choose between the affections of three men, which one of them includes her husband. And so we see her go through a lot of ups and downs in that relationship with all three men, and where she finally finds her way to get to redemption and ultimately love.
Yeah.
That's which I think, you know, a lot of times that happens in real life, so.
Yeah, a lot of entanglements, huh?
Yeah, a lot.
Do I have your permission to read a little excerpt out of this book?
Please do. I already
earmarked
it. Well, enjoy.
Yeah, I'm going to read this one because I had two.
Oh, my God.
No. All right, here we go. All Monica could think of was being intimate with this man who had captured her heart and everything in it. This time around, they were about to find out who the biggest freak on the side. One of the things Monica enjoyed about Isaac was that he was a low-key freak. And all things kink were up his alley. Don't be up here. I'm trying to stay in mode. He was very much in tune with her sex, with his sexuality, and exploring the sexuality of a woman that he loved. And right now, that was Monica. "What's that?" she asked as Isaac took something from underneath the pillow on his bed. "A blindfold and handcuffs," he said. "I'm going to blindfold you." "Then what?" Monica said, chuckling. "We're going to see how long you can last my freakdom." That's it, guys. Look. I was not playing with y'all in these books, man. I was like, oh, man, what's going on? Okay? Yes. She's not here to play with you guys, man. And, you know, and she is, and I don't have people. Let me tell you something, guys. As a podcaster, if you are a podcaster, have people that you can get behind. And regardless that she's my pod sister or not, these are amazing works. Now, this is thought out. This is not just the, if I can say it, can I say this? This is not just the cookie cutter, hey, I'm a drug dealer on this side, and then wham, bam, I'm in my BMW, or am I, and all these name brand things, and it's just, it doesn't add anything. It's just a lot of cake. It's no nothing. Right. But to read about Nate Starks or to read about these dynamics, it's art.
Yes. So
please make sure you get both of those books. All right. Thank you for writing those. All right. What is, in your opinion, what do you think is the most difficult or one of the difficult parts of being a writer or author?
Sometimes the process can be challenging. Because I'm true, a writer that's really, really dedicated to putting out good work is a perfectionist. And at my core, I feel like I am a perfectionist when it comes to this stuff.
Okay.
Like, I don't want, this is probably one of the reasons why right now I'm finished my third book and I'm cleaning it up, but I want it to be the best story for my readers. Like, I want to take them on a journey. You know, I want them to see these people as someone that they potentially may feel like, oh my God, I know somebody like that, or yes. It feels real.
That's what I was. Real.
Yeah, I don't like writing. I've read so many stories where it feels like, oh my God, this can't be real. This would never happen. But I want to write something that I would read and just get blown away and be like, oh my God, this totally could be a real situation.
Yeah.
And the process sometimes it can be very challenging because sometimes you don't feel like writing. Sometimes it's, you sit down and maybe two or three words come out. And some days you can sit down and you just get in a rhythm or a flow and it just pouring out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that for me, that's one of the most difficult things is sometimes, you know, that process and finding my flow, you know, on a consistently finding that flow, especially now that I'm working. It's a lot more challenging to do. Before, when I started Creative Calfrey and I wrote the first two books, I wrote the second book in 17 writing days. The first book, it took me 2 years to write. But the second one, I wrote it over the course of a month, but it took me 17 days to write it. And so it's just having that time where you can completely allow your mind to be clear enough so that you can find that rhythm and flow so you can just pour out, the story.
And that you struck the biggest thing that I feel on these books is that it's real.
Yeah.
That could there be a Monica and she's dealing with a Derek, and it's like, hey, something happens. You know, they didn't really want it to happen, but it pops off. And then next thing you know, hey, is Monica and Adam, are they going to end it or whatever? And it's like, it feels real. You know, it's not just like, again, it's not like we're watching a TV show and one person is a, you know, we're not watching Ghost. We're not watching Power. And, you know, this is unrealistic. It's like, damn, this is pretty solid writing that gets you involved. And that's what I love about your books, that you get pulled in and you're like, damn, well, what happened? What's going to happen to Nate? You know, what's going on? Is Nate, am I Nate? Well, I'm not Nate. Sorry. But, you know, when you're reading it, I love the realness of it.
And, you know, another thing that I love to do, I love to talk about real places and real things. Mm-hmm. So the people and the places that's in the books, like as far as like the landmarks, in the Violet Rose, Barlow's is actually a restaurant in Boston that my husband and I used to frequent. It's right behind Gillette. So, and then a lot of the places that, like, names of Monica Sparrow, her last name is a major road in Boston. It's off the Charles. It's the Star Drive. So, I try to pull, like, people will see things that they will recognize if they've been to these places. Now that I live in the DC area, I'm starting to write about things and places that I see around here. Mm-hmm. And so, but also I would say it's important to me that people feel like these folks are tangible. Like they could be somebody that is a friend or a family member or somebody that they, you know, may have seen from afar that's going through some craziness, and they're like watching this craziness unfold. So that's what's fun for me to write about.
Yeah, these are really, really great. These are great. All right. So of course, with the pandemic, a lot of people are sitting down, a lot of people are trying, you know, you see a lot of creativity. A lot of people are coming up with creative things. For a person who wants to get into, let's say, writing, as well as they want to get into your genre, your niche, your wheelhouse of romantic novels, what would you offer them? Give a bit of advice for someone who wants to get into this.
I would say, number one, just in writing in general, you have to do it to be able to do it. You know, you have to sit down and you have to write. And write the stories that is in your heart. Write the stories that you want to read. Mm. Because 9 times out of 10, you'll find a target market or a niche where people want to read the same things.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to understand that this is a very competitive genre to write in. And and there's a lot of things that you'll see once you get in it. Like for me, like I've talked about on my podcast about, you know, when I was a consumer of romance novels, I didn't really pay attention to how certain books were marketed as far as like interracial couples and how if you go in a bookstore, our romance novels are not with the typical romance novels is in the African American and urban section. You know, there's things like that that you'll start to see the separation once you get in it. But one thing I would just say, be true to who you are, be true to your writing. And if it does not mean that you have to go to a major publishing house to publish your work. You can self-publish just like I did. And find success. There are a lot of people who are successful novelists across all genres of writing that are self-published. But you have to be true to it. You have to be dedicated to it. You got to sit down and write and, you know, come up with ideas and stories that people want to read, that stories that you would read. And another thing that I always, you know, at least for myself, I like to write about people of color, particularly African-American characters that are successful, that are accomplished, because I don't think that we see it enough. I've seen enough of, if I go on Amazon, urban romance novels that are hood, quote unquote, hood novels. I've never wanted my books to be in that genre or consider that. I want anybody that pick up my book, be able to pick up these books and love the stories that they're reading. Yeah. But I want particularly African-American men and women, whoever reads my book, to see themselves in these characters and see accomplished individuals that may have some messy stuff going on with them, but they've been to college. They have great careers. They have families. They have homes. You know, I want you to see wealth building through my work. You know, see people who are investors and all of that in these works. And so, you know, even Nate in the third book, you find out he's an investor. He's an angel investor. So these are things that we don't typically talk about in the Black community. We're now getting into it with investing and things like that. But I want people to know that, yeah, like Isaac, he's an accountant. You know, we're good with finances too. Yeah. I want you to see that, you know.
And thank you for that, because just talking about creators, we have to, all right, I'm not trying to go no rant here. I'm tired of seeing that money is leading while things are happening. Now, I get these major companies, of course, Marvel is going to keep putting out superhero because it makes money, right? But I don't want to see some shows that come out, you know, they keep giving us these narratives because it's about money. Thank you for being real and having these people be in a positive situation. Yeah, sometimes a little messy, like you said.
Yeah.
Thank you for creating that. Thank you for being a creator that's narrating another story. Not like you said, there's a place for everything, but every author, Black or white, doesn't always have to go down that road of doing this and this and, you know, for whatever. So thank you for that. All right. So, man, this was such a great interview. I so appreciate you being here. Tell us what's popping with you. How can we contact you? How can we get these books? Tell us what's going on with you.
So, first of all, you can always reach me through social media. I'm very active on Instagram and Facebook. I have a Twitter account, Pinterest, all of those platforms. So you can find me at Creative Calphoray on all of them. But if you are looking to find out about my different services and even find out about my books and what's going on with me, you can always reach me. Go to my website, www.creativecalphoray.com. And I also have a podcast as well. As you already mentioned, it's the Purple Chime Experience podcast. And I just finished up season one a couple months ago, and I'm getting ready to kick off season two coming up shortly over the summer. And so I'm looking forward to that. I share, my writing experience. I call it authorpreneurship journey because I'm an author and I'm an entrepreneur at the same time. And so I call it my authorpreneurship journey. So I share, you know, the nuances of being a new author and some of the lessons learned through my experiences. And I always talk about, you know, I always say if you're trying to get started with writing or any business in general, always think of yourself as successful, you know, out the gate and do the groundwork. The financing piece to me is probably one of the most important pieces, is getting set up first. You know, a lot of people want to jump on social media and throw out, oh, I got such and such going on, this is my new business, but they don't really take care of the finances. And then if they become successful and the money starts rolling in, it's too late to go back and do the tracking, you know, catching up with your cash flow and making sure you have a balance sheet and making sure that you know your expenses and your budget to actuals and all that stuff. It's hard to do that stuff after the fact. Have an accountant. Start branding yourself. Think of yourself as a brand.
Yep.
That was one of the things that was important to me, is making sure that when people see Creative Calphoray, not only do they know me as an author, but they see my books, they see my merch, My Tribe, Merch. They see Purple Charm Experience. All of these things are part of my brand. Mm-hmm. And so when you're out there, this is another thing that's important to me, making sure that what you put out that people see does not damage your brand. Because that's important. You know, you think going to that party and posting that you drinking and turning up and having fun is cool, but doing it on your business page or having your business page connected to your personal page affects your brand. And if you have businesses and organizations that you're working with that are interested in working with you, if you're getting to podcasting and want to become a sponsor, you just lost it. So think about that.
Yeah.
And so those are like some little nuggets that I always walk with, that was important for me when I started out. And, but I also do, like, on my podcast, I talk about my books, you know, where I am. I read stories. I come up with like flash stories that I read to, on the podcast that are just specific to the podcast. And then I do my sip of the week and my quotes of the day. And so that's how I do that. And yeah, that's about it. And then I do the writing and stuff.
Yeah, I love it. You know you need to put your phrase on a shirt now.
Which way?
Entrepreneurship. That needs to be on the shirt. Once I write my book, I'm going to get one of those.
Okay.
But I love it.
Oh, and then also. Yeah,
please.
About trademarking. I talk about trademarking too.
Now let me ask, they trademark right off the gate,
it took me time. It takes some time. Like it takes time, but I would recommend when you're starting to brand your stuff, speak with a trademark attorney. That's what I did. I spoke with a trademark attorney that took a look at everything that I'm doing for my website and all that stuff, and let me know specifically what I needed to trademark.
Oh, I love
it. And then that's how I knew to trademark my the Purple Charm series, Purple Charm Experience, Creative Calculate, all those things. So, you know, be mindful of your brand, your business, and, you know, when it does become successful, people can steal your stuff.
Yeah.
And if they take your stuff, they're going to pay you for it if it's trademarked.
Please. Yeah. Right. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for stopping by. We got your information. Thank you for those lasting thoughts, man. I'm so, for what it's worth, I'm so proud of you. I love what you're doing out here. I love all of the different things that you're bringing to the table. I greatly, greatly appreciate you.
Thank you. Well, it's my pleasure. I mean, that's what I'm here for. God put me on this earth to share my gifts and talents with love and intention. And that's what I'm going to do until the day I close my eyes and stop taking the breath.
Oh man, I love it. All right, hold tight. Let's wrap up this show. All right, guys, guess what, man? Y'all hear the fire that we be having on the show each and every, man, go, it don't matter. Go to season one, go to season two. It don't matter what season, it doesn't matter what episode. Just go to it, man. You'll see what we're doing. Once again, please make sure you check out mine and her amazing books. Please buy both books. Please buy all the merch you can. Please listen to her podcast. All right. Such an amazing, amazing talented woman. And please make sure you connect with her on all those social media platforms and like, share, subscribe. Not only this episode, but her episodes, all those things that we have going on. All right. And guess what? You can check out each and every episode that I'm streaming on your favorite streaming platform. You can go straight to cplanddoshow.com and it'll highlight all the things I have going on. All right. If you want to buy merch, you can go to lalonclothing.com, lalonclothing.com. You can get a shirt like this. This is one of the See Plan Do Show shirts. And not only shirts that are official merch for the podcast, but shirts and apparel that fits your vibe. One of my favorite ones, it talks about everything's going to be okay. Another one that people have been getting is Vibe Sold Separately. These are all things that are amazing that are out there. So please make sure you check that out. All right. In addition to going and liking, sharing, subscribing this page, or the show, right? You can always become a Patreon supporter. I am in the process of dropping a lot of movie reviews because people say, well, you know, we talk about it, whether it's a TV show or movie review, people want to hear it. So if you want to support this show for literally the price of a cup of coffee, you can support the efforts of this show and get some sweet perks. All right, you become an executive producer, you can be on the show, or you can offer your input on the show, and I will do the show, and you'll get a coffee mug. So come on, man, where else are you going at to get that? Okay, so check out that link. You can go to cplanviewshow.com and get all that wonderful information. You can follow me on all the social media platforms, and guess what? Follow me, I'll follow you. You got something to say, we're going to talk about it. All right, and as we wrap this up, thank you for being a part of the show. You are the best part of the show. You, yes, of course. Come here. No, don't look around. I'm talking about you. You are the best part of the show. And until we see each other again, because guess what? We will see each other again. We will. And until we talk again, because of course, we out here. Right? You know the vibes. We're going to be talking. And until we share those special, special moments again, whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, because we'll share them. Always remember, guys, to see what you want to do. So that's the see part. Plan that thing out. That's the planning part. And when you get those things situated, there's nothing else left but to do it. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please make sure you check out all those things. Please make sure you take care of yourselves. And until we see each other again, thanks for watching. Bye.